100 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stem here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. It's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, hopefully our guest this afternoon, Mr. Adrian Krieg, Dr. Adrian Krieg, will... I'll be on here, and we'll be talking about all sorts of things. He's a prolific writer. Now, one of the big things in the news is that Karl Rove is going to be leaving Washington, D.C. at the end of the month, and the question is why. And there are many explanations that are given, and I don't purport to have the correct explanation, but I was talking to a lieutenant colonel who actually retired from the military and worked in the Pentagon for many years, and it was her thought that, you know, there were, Karl Rove was totally against our going to war with Iran. He thought it would bankrupt the country, destroy the Republican Party, discredit the Republican movement, and, of course, he wanted to make the Republican movement successful, and this would be sort of the final nail in the coffin of the Republican Party if we were to go to war with Iran and then flame the entire Islamic world. But there is a man who does want to go to war with Iran very badly. He has a bloodlust. He loves suffering and humiliation. And if you doubt that, you really need to get the book. I believe it's the book written by Kathy O'Brien, going into her experiences of the transformation of America. We do carry the book, and there's a section in there on the Dick Cheney. And if you haven't read it, you really need to read it to understand what sort of a man we have as a vice president and why he would want a war with Iran or really want to do such terrible and evil things. But, of course, Cheney wants to go to war, and Karl Rove didn't. Now, Karl Rove is leaving. Is that the reason? We don't know. I just put this forward. I'm telling you what somebody, certainly is quite knowledgeable, has suggested. Under any circumstances, I don't think it'll benefit you and I that Karl Rove is leaving. I think Karl Rove certainly is a power freak. I think he wanted to make sure that the Republicans would win the next election. And, well, there must have been something that has come up that caused him to be willing to give up the power structure, the power seat that he has, certainly the closest advisor to the president, and leave Washington, D.C. Maybe someday we'll know. Anyway, we'd certainly be glad to hear your thoughts and ideas on this. Mr. Krieger, do you happen to be there yet?
I sure am.
Okay, well, you go right ahead then. Well, what do you think? Do you think we're going to go to war with the Middle East? Do you think we're going to go to war with the Islamic world? Or is this simply all this posturing that the president is doing in an effort to try to intimidate the Iranians into doing what we want?
Now, I think, let me start, say from the outset, the prospect of a war with Iran is unimaginable to me. You know, we bit off more than we could chew in Iraq. Iraq is half the size of Iran and has one-third its population. We're talking about a country that has 68 million people. We're talking a country that's not a flat desert. It's quite mountainous. We're talking a country that's technologically far, far ahead of anything that Iraq was. whole thing can be better understood if we look at what's happening in Gaza and the West Bank, because I think the matters are very, very closely related.
In what way do you think they're related? Oh, hold up.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black murky elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to black murky purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is Adrian Krieg. We're talking about war with Iran, and Chris's remark was it just doesn't make any sense going to war with Iran, and I would like to suggest absolutely, but then it didn't make any sense going to war with Afghanistan, because all we went there for was to catch Osama bin Laden, or was that the real reason we kept there? The president promised us, gave us his word.
We went to Afghanistan because the French had contracted for the pipeline going through Afghanistan, and Mr. Cheney didn't want the French to have it. He wanted to have the pipeline contract. So he started a war and ousted the existing government, and immediately after that happened, Mr. Karzai, who is a friend of Mr. Cheney's, signed a contract for Mr. Cheney's companies to build a pipeline. So I think that's really the reason.
I think you're absolutely right. And then, of course, we got into Iraq for totally false reasons, too. And I don't think they have any intention of ever pulling our troops out. Do you?
I tell you, Stan, I'm so upset by what our present administration is doing in the Middle East, because it's so incredibly stupid that it's very difficult for me to maintain my composure. You know, I was mentioning that I think this whole thing is tied into the Gaza situation, because, in fact, any address of the Middle Eastern problem has to deal with Gaza and the West Bank, which, as you know, has been occupied by Israel for over 40 years now. The situation, very frankly, is that the Fatah movement, which was Arafat's movement and is now represented by Mahmoud Abbas, is a puppet government of the Israelis. The Israelis originally funded Fatah when it was started, and Hamas has successfully ousted the Fatah movement, even after the Israelis provided Fatah arms and munitions. The U.S. government is training Fatah troops, the Army Rangers and Special Forces in Jordan, in a possible attempt to use these troops in another civil war sponsored by Israel in the Middle East. I mean, it's absolutely unconscionable what's going on there. We just had a civil war in Lebanon that was precipitated by Israel, and it seems to me that Israel has a national policy of destabilizing every country that borders it for future expansion of Israel. It's frightening what these people are doing, and it's frightening that our government is essentially, or appears essentially, to be controlled by these people, these neocons, which are a bunch of screwballs. The present prognostications of Vice President Cheney, as well as Senator Lieberman, relating to a possible attack, even nuclear, against Iran, reflects an absolute incredible lack of understanding of international affairs, the Middle East. It's unbelievable that they would even, you know, think about doing such a thing.
But on the other hand, if the Israelis control our government, then why did we pressure them to pull out of Gaza? Why are we pressuring them to pull out of Samaria and Judea, which of course would almost bifurcate Israel? And certainly if we get into a major war in the Middle East, certainly rocket attacks could literally annihilate most of the population of Israel. So, I mean, certainly you would think that if the leaders of Israel were really concerned about preserving Israel, they would certainly want peace over there rather than promoting war.
I would think so. However, you know, when Hamas won the election in 2006, they immediately announced that they were willing to discuss the recognition of Israel, that they wanted peace. They were willing to discuss all matters relating to relations with Israel. And Mr. Olmert, the Israeli Prime Minister, flatly said, "We don't want to talk to you," which is absolutely unbelievable. You know, so I think we have to remember that there are people like Avigdor Lieberman in the Knesset who are absolutely insane warmongers. These people make statements like, an Arab isn't worth an Israeli fingernail, and we must ethnically cleanse Gaza and the West Bank of all Arab Christians and Muslims. These are the kinds of statements these people make, and they're nuts. Even in America, which is politically a pretty naive place, I don't think a senator could get away with making a statement like we must ethnically cleanse Mexico. You know, it just wouldn't hold up. I mean, people would get very angry about a statement like that.
Well, you know, but there are so many unexplainable things that are happening over there. For instance, we're going to send a large number of weapons to the Fatah group. And we send them right to a Hamas checkpoint where Hamas, of course, expropriates the weapons, going to use them. And then, of course, then we send a large amount of money to a boss, to a Fatah, and he accidentally transfers that to Hamas, Hamas.
Well, the money relations is another very interesting thing.
Don't make sense.
Well, the Israelis have withheld $600 million of taxes that they collected on behalf of the Palestinian Authority. And planning for a new upcoming election, they've released $100 million to Abbas, and of course all of that, every penny of it, is going to go to Fatah.
That actually was just accidentally transferred to Hamas, and nobody knows why. And then the other thing is, of course, if things were really as we have been told that they are, and there's this supposedly this conflict between Fatah and Hamas, why certainly there's so much of what's going on over there that just is not in the least bit logical. I believe that there are other forces at work here that are serving to confuse the American people and get us, of course, to hate Israel, because there are an awful lot of people who hate Israel, and certainly I think there are an awful lot of good Jewish people. Don't you?
There certainly are. There are millions of good Jewish people, and that's, I don't think that's a question. I think the question isn't Jewish people. I think it's a very hardcore cadre of Zionists that have an agenda that's contrary to the interests of Israel or the United States.
You're absolutely right. But, you know, maybe you could explain this to me. Maybe you remember a few years ago when the leaders of Israel released some 400 Arab terrorists, Palestinian terrorists, three dead Jewish soldiers in return. Recently, of course, Olmert released 250 hardline Palestinian terrorists, got absolutely nothing in return, and now he's talking about releasing another 200 of them. Why would Olmert do that, do everything he could to build up the terrorist base of the Palestinians? This doesn't make sense if Olmert is really interested in Israel.
Well, it's really difficult to judge, but what you have to remember is that that Israel holds over 10,000 Palestinians, none of which have been charged with a crime, with any action whatsoever. None of them have seen a judge or even a magistrate, and they're all held without charge. And of that, he released recently 250, which is a pittance out of 10,000 people. But all of the people he released were Fatah members, not one single Hamas member. All of these, I don't know what you would call them, machinations, give the appearance that there's something very, very strange, as you say, going on in that part of the world. And it's very difficult to fathom exactly what is going on. There are some indications of actions that have taken place which seem to have bearing on all of this. And these are the eliminated the settlements in Gaza. And when they did that, they started to expand settlements in the West Bank at a very high rate. They now have towns in the West Bank which have over 30,000 Israelis living in them. And according to the Israeli Supreme Court, over 60% of the land was stolen from Arabs that lived there. So I suppose you would say that the confusion existing in the Middle East and Israeli policy is possibly based on the fact that Olmert's position in the Israeli government is secured by a coalition of right-wing political parties, which he must all appease in order to stay in power.
Well, then why did he force the settlers out of Hebron this last weekend, send 3,000 troops down to force 20 Israelis out of their homes? Why did he force the settlers to leave Gaza? We'll be right back in just a moment.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
research. Posturing. I think the man is a loose cannon, and I think the man will, if he thinks he can get away with it, start a war with Iran. I don't doubt that for a minute.
But how can we possibly afford it? I mean, we're having to pay money every day just to pay our bills.
Look, financially, we're bankrupt.
Sure.
You know, when we look at the international financial situation, and I just published a new book called Money, and I want to tell you, the hedge funds, derivatives and hedge funds in the world now amassed together represent $400 trillion, 40 times the gross national product of the world. This is ridiculous. It's absolutely, it's stupid. We have this guy Ken Griffin. He's one of these hedge fund guys. $13 billion in hedge funds. You know, hedge funds are is an industry based on the bizarre notion that one does not have to produce anything of value to make tons of money.
Could you explain to our listeners what a hedge fund is? Because some of them may not know.
Well, a hedge fund, in essence, is an investment in a assumed possible profit or loss of some other thing. In other words, let's assume that you have a mortgage. And let's assume that you're paying on this mortgage every month $100 in interest and $100 in principal. The hedge fund could operate on the $100 interest portion of that money. That's essentially the type of investment we're talking about. We're talking about a crapshoot based on the assumption that the investment that is throwing off the income will produce an income. Obviously, if you have a situation like we had when Greenspan was running things, where they kept lowering interest rates, this was a booming business. But when interest rates go the other way, this business starts to evaporate. And on a worldwide basis, it's absolutely insane what's going on with these. There are banks like Citibank and Chase Manhattan that literally have trillions of dollars invested in these crapshoots. That's what they are. The very thought of $400 trillion is unimaginable.
What then is a derivative?
Yeah.
I mean, we hear hedge funds, but then what is a derivative?
A derivative is the earned interest on the interest earned by an investment. So let's assume that, again, you have a mortgage. You're paying 100% or $100 interest and $100 principal. The $100 interest produces an income, if you invested it, of, let's say, 4.5% or 5%. A derivative is an investment in the assumption that that interest rate will rise. I mean, this is crazy. You know, this has never happened before, not in the financial world. And it's leading now to a monumental credit crunch. Just for example, General Motors Allison Division just had to postpone bond issuance because people were not willing to buy the bonds at the proposed interest rate. And what they had to do is they had to reduce it from 117 million shares down to 25 million. Countrywide, the largest financial aid organization had their income fall 33% in the last quarter. You know, this
well,
is
you
not...
Hold on, thought we're going to be back here in just a moment from Mr. Adrian Krieg, and I get his thoughts on what's happening financially.
You would like a copy of the GCNLive.com reserve suggestion, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
You stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Mr. Adrian Krieg. Before we go on, would you like to get your website out? And you know, if you want to put out a plug for your book, go ahead.
Sure. My website is A2Z publications.com, and all my books can be found at that site. And if you want to order books by telephone, you can call 800-431-1079, I think it is, isn't it? 800-431-1579 or A2Z publications with the number 2 between the A and the Z.
Now, you were just saying then that the hedge funds have something like $400 trillion out there invested
in
these various investments, and that's about 10 times the gross national product of all the countries of the world put together?
That's correct.
All right, now that's rather a frightening figure, especially when a lot of these appear to be a little shaky now. Certainly we know that last week the European Central Bank and then the Federal Reserve injected massive amounts of money.
And so did Japan.
Yeah, in Japan. Somebody said, as of this morning, since the middle of last week, they've injected close to about $250 billion into the economy in Europe, and here in the United States, things seem to have stabilized. Do you think that they can just put enough money or push enough money off on the banks that they can stabilize the situation?
Well, we have a federal treasury that just speeds up the printing presses every time something like this happens. I have they stopped reporting the M3 money supply in March of this last year. And I would venture to guess that they have pumped enough paper out there that if you actually tried to back any of this paper with a hard asset, you would come up with a big load of zeros. I think there's probably more paper dollars out there, or so many paper dollars out there, that the dollar is probably in actual value under a nickel, you know, per dollar. I really believe that. It's unconscionable what Greenspan and now Benarek is doing. They're just printing money more and more and more, and they run the presses. And of course, the result of that is inflation. And the other result is that countries don't want to accept dollars anymore as the international reserve currency. We've already seen that in Kuwait, Iran, Libya, Russia, Venezuela. All these countries are now not accepting dollars in payment for their raw materials. They want euros. And let's face it, Dan, we might, as Americans, not like that. But if you or I were producing a raw material and somebody said they were going to pay us in dollars, the dollar was 85 cents to the euro 8 years ago, and is today $1.35, what would you want to be paid in? You wouldn't want to be paid in dollars. The heck with that. You'd want to be paid in a currency that's going up, not that's going down.
Well, imagine that the dollar would lose its reversed reserve status. What would happen then to the value of the dollar?
Well, the problem, I think, domestically, is not as quickly apparent because these things take time. But as the dollar loses value, and let's put it into perspective. If we take the value of the dollar on the day that George W. Bush was inaugurated, and we compare it to the dollar value today, the dollar has gone down 19.7%. That's a precipitous drop. And the way we calculate this is very simple. We take the value at the day of inauguration of the pound sterling, the Swiss franc, and the euro, and then we add to that the value of gold, silver, and platinum at the same time. We do the same thing for last month, and we find that the dollar has gone down roughly 20% in value. Now, to the domestic individual, this doesn't immediately mean anything, but look what's happening to the gasoline prices. They've skyrocketed. Look what's happening to corn. Look what's happening to the commodity markets. The prices are rising at astronomical rates, and they're rising because the dollar has a lower value, and for products that we have to import, we have to pay more dollars than we did previously, which causes all our domestic prices to rise. And that's called inflation, and it's caused by the government. It's nobody else.
Well, I share your concern about what's happening economically. Now, certainly the administration and the Federal Reserve Board are going to do everything they can to try to stabilize the situation by pouring out more money. And then, of course, they can always lower the interest rates. And by lowering the interest rate, of course, they'll tend to stimulate the economy. And what they're really concerned is the economy slowing down. And
if they lower the interest rate, they're between a rock and a hard place. If they lower the interest rate, the whole system will collapse. I mean, they can't do that. And they can't really raise the interest rates. They can't really go anywhere. They've painted themselves into a corner. And I really see a very, very grim future for us. If we had at least a Congress that had some common sense and, you know, cut the pork barrel spending, no. If the Democrats who got elected at least defunded the war or did something, no. They increased funding for the war. What's happened? There's more pork barrel spending. Our entire legislative and executive branch of government have gone completely berserk. This does not bode well for economy. It doesn't bode well for America. And in the long run, is going to cause us some really, really serious problems.
Well, then what should people do to protect themselves?
Well, there are few things that you can do. Certainly, you can try to eliminate debt. If you can reduce the mortgage payments on your house in any way at all possible by paying down the principal, you should do that. You should not have outstanding debts. You shouldn't be, you know, driving around in a car that you owe money on or have an icebox that you are leasing. Or all of this stuff should be done away with. You should become as debt-free as you possibly can. And the only other thing to do is you can invest your cash assets that you have remaining into things that make common sense. You can buy gold coins. You can buy silver. Silver is very interesting at this point because the silver situation is another bizarre issue, and silver is going to go up very, very substantially, as is gold. You can buy euros, pound sterling, Swiss francs. These are things that or currencies or hard assets that are going to rise while everything else is falling. And that's pretty close to about everything you can do. There's not much else.
How about gold stocks and silver stocks?
Well, you know, I'm not too fond of gold stocks. And the reason I'm not too fond of it is because a lot of the gold mining companies have sold futures on their inventories. And I don't think it's a tenable, sensible way to do things. What they've done is they've said, we have 200,000 ounces of gold in the ground based on our geological survey that we have not yet mined, and they future sold a lot of this to traders at fixed prices. And this then does not allow them to make money on new mine process because their contracts are at current or past prices, and as the price goes up, they're simply going to still get current or past prices. So I don't like a lot of the mining companies. I don't know if all mining companies do that, but a large percentage of them have been doing that.
Well, I know the Barricks had done that, and they still have a large hedge position, although Newmont seems to be closing out their hedge position. So some of the gold companies are getting out of their hedge position.
Well, I mean, you have to simply be very careful.
Right.
However, in the silver market, the situation is very bizarre. As far as I understand it, the four largest silver trading companies have over 51,000 futures contract, equivalent to 255,000 ounces of silver. Now, that's more than is produced in three-quarters of a year by the mining companies. And that's just crazy. These guys are hedging the silver commodities market, and I really don't understand why the government hasn't stepped into COMEX. COMEX is supposed to regulate the silver trading, but they have been doing what I would call a lousy job of it. And I think that this baby is going to come to roost, and I think that silver prices realistically today are probably in value closer to what the Hunt brothers were paying for it at the cusp of their silver trading venture, which is close to $50. And as you know, silver now is what is about $12 or $13, and I think it's going to go up dramatically. It certainly would be my guess that it will.
All right, so you're betting on silver much more so than gold at the present time.
Yes, I think because the upmarket potential for silver is greater because silver is a product of how much silver is mined and how much is converted. In other words, how much jewelry and whatever else silver is around is melted down to reuse. And we know that for the last 15 or so years, the amount consumed has been higher than the amount mined. This worked for quite well because the U.S. government had billions of ounces of silver in reserve, but that's all gone as of the beginning of, well, the end of last year. There was no silver left in the federal depository, so I think that the upside potential for silver as a commodity is very, very substantial.
All right, Sydney, I share your thoughts on that. My concern is that we're going to see a lot of trouble with many of our major corporations here that certainly are shifting their base overseas. And General Motors seems to be doing that, and Ford Motor Company. And
well, you know, Stan, that's our federal government's policy. Look, we have instituted a process called free trade. It is not free trade. It's the biggest lie that's ever been perpetrated on the American public. Free trade would be if trade were actually free. But it isn't. Trade is controlled by GATT. It's controlled by CAFTA. It's controlled by NAFTA. It's controlled by a myriad of international treaties that have all been implemented at the pressure of the large corporations. Now, if you have a national policy whereby you eliminate your duties, so there's no protection for domestic industry, and you offer manufacturers a palette of business practices such as paying for Social Security, health care, workman's compensation, and all the items that a business in America has to pay for, and then you give them the option to produce that product in Mexico with no health care, no labor unions, no Social Security payments, no workman's compensation, no health insurance, and a labor cost of $1.49 an hour, where the hell are they going to produce? In Detroit, where it costs them $50 an hour per labor, or in Mexico, where it costs them $2 per hour? You know, this is a simple equation. That's why free trade is not fair trade. It's a lie. And it's destroying America. Nationally, let's just take one issue, NAFTA, which is the treaty between Canada, America, and Mexico. Prior to the enactment of NAFTA, America had a $5.7 billion a year dollar surplus in trade with Mexico. after 8.5 years of NAFTA in existence, we have a $67 billion deficit with Mexico. And George Bush says, oh, this is wonderful. We're going to enact CAFTA. We're going to draft the Caribbean Basin nations into the NAFTA agreement, which they did. Congress passed it. Where were these people when the facts were being presented? They sure weren't listening.
Yes, I certainly concur. Actually, the labor costs, considering labor, pension, health care retirement benefits, and health care pensions, is $70 an hour for a General Motors worker.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that for a minute. I was working off of my manufacturing company that was in Connecticut.
Right.
It was costing us about $37 an hour.
Of course,
we went out of business. We were in the machine tool business. We had to go out of business because we couldn't compete. We couldn't compete because I refused to move to Mexico.
Sure. And this is the tragedy. Well, we're out of time. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's been a real pleasure, Stan, and we can do it again.
God bless. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program for this hour right here at Radio Liberty.
You can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black murky elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to black murky purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at burkeywater.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly I think we're in real trouble economically. I think we're in real trouble spiritually, because I believe behind everything going on there are powerful spiritual forces. I believe that there are secret societies working within Judaism, within the Catholic Church, within the Protestant Church. And if you have not yet heard my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, available either on DVD or VHS or by audio tape, or you can get the book. You need to read Brotherhood of Darkness. That's a good place to start, or listen to the audio tape. And then, of course, there's my talk on The Forbidden Secret. It's available in DVD, VHS, and it comes with a syllabus, and you get the syllabus along with it. Why? It's at a reduced price. So those two will get you started in the right direction. You need to see the video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, an award-winning documentary put together by our friend Chris Pinto, and that is a second of the series, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And once you, Chris, have seen this, you'll understand what the president was talking about when he talks about such things as the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. You'll understand why we are fighting in the Middle East today, having nothing to do with Osama bin Laden or bringing democracy to Iraq. Everything is a lie. But of course, when you understand the secret message of what's going on and the long-range plan, then everything begins to make sense. And so we have a DVD by Chris Pinto, a talk he gave at our last seminar, and it's called the Atlantis Projection, the Atlantis Connection. And then, of course, we have Constance Cumby's excellent DVD of The Emergence. We have a four-tape set by Constance Cumby, and my interviews with Constance. And all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, Forbidden Secret, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, The Atlantis Connection, and The Emergence, and then the four-tape set with Constance Cumby. I certainly will want to get our four-tape set on the supernatural, our interviews with Jana Michelson, who was a medium. You want to get her book entitled The Beautiful Side of Evil. And then you'll certainly want to get the four-tape set by Malachi Martin. And if you get that, of course, with the book, Hostage to the Devil, that's Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil, you get the two of them together at a reduced price. And you need this information to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that we're involved in today. We carry the book, The Diary of a Devil Hunter. We think it's important. We carry the book, Satanic Crimes. That'll take you into the background of the Luciferian Foundation of Skull and Bones. The Luciferian Foundation of the Bilderbergers and the Bohemian Grove. And of course, we hope that you'll get this book, read it through very carefully. We have some excellent interviews with William Kennedy, and you can request those separately. We'll have a four-tape set available, I hope, very, very soon with that information. And then, of course, we hope that you will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down our newsletters. If you really want to understand why we're going to war in Iran, and why I'm sure we are, you want to read my February newsletter. It's up there. If you want to understand how we have been financing communism since its inception, certainly we carry Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, but we put together a little pamphlet of my newsletters. It's very inexpensive. It has four new newsletters in it. It's called the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. That's the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. And, of course, there's four of my newsletter. And you can get them very, very inexpensively to get to others, to get them to begin to read about what's going on. And then please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring them. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, well, this afternoon our guest is D.B. Kidd, and we're going to talk about something a little different. But I think it's something that we need to keep talking about and reminding our listeners about, and that is the strange disappearance of Korean Flight 007. And this was brought to mind by something that D.B. Kidd had written recently, and we've certainly alluded to it in our pamphlet on, you know, the communist funding by the American government, and certainly the fact that Congressman Larry McDonald, before his plane mysteriously disappeared, had often referred to the fact that we were financing the Soviet Union and would finance it since its inception, and that the Soviet Union would have collapsed long ago had it not been for constant infusion of certainly Western technology and money, yes, even money, into the Soviet Union. And during the Vietnam War, we funded the Soviets, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the South Vietnamese, who killed our boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam. But we couldn't let the American people know that, could we? Well, Davey, thank you very much for being there, for your article on 007 and the strange fate of Korean Flight 007. Why don't you pick up the story?
Well, this incident happened on September 1st of 1983, and it was Korean Airlines Flight 007, and it was allegedly shot down by the Russians, and, you know, there were supposedly no survivors. But all of the press reports that came out, including American press reports, indicated that according to the CIA, they had notified the Seoul government that the plane was forced to land on Sakhalin, which was a Soviet-occupied island north of Japan. The governments over there were notified that all the passengers survived. And, of course, there was never any luggage found. There was nothing, absolutely nothing, to indicate whatsoever that this plane had been shot out of the sky. And for all of these years, you know, that I've looked into it, and you know, I actually had my daughter helped me out by going to the Denver Library and going back through all the microfilm to get all of the newspaper accounts from worldwide. In my mind, there's no question that the plane landed and that the Russians just simply appropriated 269 people. 62 of them are Americans, and Congressman Larry McDonald is one of them. and these poor families for 24 years, which is why I wrote the column the other day, because the commemorative date, I sometimes don't like to use the word anniversary, is coming up. And these people have spent all these years, you know, and they have unearthed mountains of documents after that old drunk Boris Yeltsin released tons of documents. I think proved definitively that the plane landed, it landed in the water and all passengers were taken off alive, and that our government, Ronald Reagan, and his Secretary of State at the time, George Shultz, deliberately lied to the American people and simply trashed or threw away 269 people's lives for political expediency.
But why did they do that? What was the reason? Why was it so important to down 007? Because they knew who was on that plane.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, speculation that it was deliberately shot out of the sky.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in a moment with a TV kid.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, I guess this TV kid, we're talking about the shoot down of Flight 007, and then of course, we never did anything at all. We never asked for reparations. We never asked for reparations for the lives of the Americans. And when, of course, the American families tried to sue the Russians, they were effectively blocked. Everything was done to conceal what really happened to Flight 007, and we have to ask ourselves, why? I mean, why did our government, we could see why the Russians would want to conceal the truth, but certainly our own government lied to the American people, and all the evidence was the plane landed, and the people were taken off, and I think probably the most revealing part of the story is what happened when the Soviet divers went down. Would you like to talk about that?
I don't know. I've forgotten that part. I know it's in my column, Incident at the Colin.
All right, fine. Well, basically, what happened?
Talk about catching your guest off track here.
All right, what happened was that the Soviet divers went down and they found the plane and it was intact.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And of course, but there were no bodies there. There were no luggage, no nothing. I mean, they'd expected to find all sorts of bodies there, or the skeletons of the bodies, and no bodies.
Right. I found what I was looking for. In the early 1990s, the families that were looking into it were able to obtain a protocol that was signed by the Soviet divers, which was part of a secret report issued by the Secret State Investigation Committee, chaired by General Yarkhankinov. And according to this document, the intact fuselage of Boeing 747KL was examined on the bottom of the sea by Soviet divers who retrieved two black boxes and who found that there were no bodies and no luggage in the aircraft.
And, of course, the thing is that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee under Jesse Helms put out a very, very excellent report on that. And you read that report, and we have that report. It's available for any of our listeners that want to get that. We carry the book, Rescue 007 by Ben Schlossberg, whose father-in-law was on the plane. And then we have a series of interviews with people about this subject. I certainly just 007 or Korean 007. There is no question at all in my mind, after reading the Senate Foreign Relations Committee report and the other material that's readily available, that the people survived and the government has covered up the fact they've been in Soviet prisons ever since then.
And people ask me all the time, you know, why would our government allow this to happen? Why did our government just walk away and leave a couple of thousand of our GIs over in Vietnam? Because it's for political expediency. What was Reagan going to do? Mr. Big Shot Reagan, who knocked down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev. Well, let's see. The Russians have snatched our citizens, and along with all these poor other people from different countries who never did anything wrong to anybody, you know, foreign government. And so the Russians say, well, we're just going to deny it. What are you going to do? Come and bomb us? You want to start World War III over 269 people? Come and get us. You know, you want to bump bellies? Let's do it. I mean, the implications are horrendous, but it could have been done. They just didn't want to do it. These people that run the world, they don't care. They have no conscience. I'm convinced of it. When I look at George Bush and George Shultz and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, these people have nothing inside their hearts. They have no conscience whatsoever. They do not care about anybody but the people around them who are important to them. They're evil, and I don't think most people, when they think about evil, all they think about is going to the movie house and seeing, you know, some buzz flash or horror flick.
Well, I think that there really is evil in the world. It's very evil, very difficult to explain so many of the things that have happened without recognizing that. That fact, whether it would be the 1 or 2,000 we abandoned in Vietnam, or the 8,000 we abandoned in Korea, the 20,000 we abandoned, American servicemen, brave young men, who went overseas to fight for freedom during the Second World War, and they were abandoned, all covered in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearings, the so-called. We actually carry these hearings. Came out of the Helms Committee. And the average American has never heard of this. They find it impossible to believe that we would have, after the Second World War, have abandoned 20,000 American citizens. Of course, they find it very difficult to believe that the Chinese communists would have starved to death somewhere between 30 and 44 million people between 58 and 62, and the media in America would simply cooperate with the Chinese communists to conceal that fact, because we were going to open relationships with the Chinese communists and we wouldn't want to offend the sensibilities of the American people. But you can go up on the internet and look it up. It's called The Great Hunger. They use a figure of 30 million. The real figure was 44 million. But, you know, when you're dealing with this sum of numbers of people, you know, they're not people, they're just statistics, at least. Well, if you think of it that way, but every one of them is a unique individual, made in the image and likeness of God. But let's get back to 007 and what happened there. What are the things, in your opinion, that convince you that that we have been lied to.
What is one of the things?
Well, just give me some of the things that you covered.
A beautiful
article.
Yes. When I first heard about it, I just couldn't believe it. I mean, this was back in 1994, and I'd only really had my eyes open for, you know, 4 or 5 years at that point. And I was still somewhat naive, but I thought, well, you know, the argument's been so strongly made to me, I need to go research it. And that's what I did. I didn't have a computer back then. It was right before I got online. But thankfully, you know, between the big law libraries and calling as many people and talking to people as I could. But the newspapers came out first thing in the morning. And the newspaper accounts back then, UPI, they were carrying real-time information. You know, it wasn't, you know, 1 week later. It was real time, where the president of the airline, where the head of the government, where they come out and say that the CIA has confirmed that the plane landed safely and that all passengers are safe. They're alive. Even Congressman McDonald's office was aware of that. They said they couldn't confirm it, but they were aware of it. And I thought to myself, how could these make these kind of statements that, you know, how could the president of Seoul and how could the president of KAL and the airline, how could they come out and tell the world, because it was picked up by all kinds of media around the world, that the CIA of the United States of America had told them, hey, they're okay, you know, the plane landed. And then, you know, within 30 hours, Reagan comes out with his statement. So what are the American people supposed to do? What are they supposed to think? Oh, well, gosh, you know, President Reagan comes on TV and he looks very somber and he says, oh, gee, and the Russians say, oh, gee, and people go back to work. Because I hate to say this, Dan, but a lot of people, when something happens, you know, if it doesn't affect them, it's, you know, out of sight, out of mind, you know? And then they forget about it, and what's left are the families with their hearts and torn out of their bodies and their grief. And so what do? You know, it's the same as the POWs for all these years, the families. And what happens? Oh, we have some congressional hearings. But in the end, you and I know that they will never, ever give up the truth. Never.
And so often they will conceal the truth. And when you try to get the information on, under the Freedom of Information Act, they'll say, oh, well, there's an ongoing investigation.
Or national security.
National security.
The one thing that really, really gets me about that is that a lot of, well, how about all of these people that work in these agencies? How about our military that were up in the air that night? How about our military who took part in this phony, you know, search for bodies recovery effort? Why haven't they come forward? How do they look themselves in the mirror? Is everybody so afraid of this government that they can't step up and say, guess what I was doing back on September 1st or September 2nd, you know, as part of the, and guess what we found or didn't find? I mean, we're in a different environment today. This is, you know, Americans are toughening themselves up because we know there's a big fight coming on over the North American Union, and we're determined not to give up our country. But I cannot fathom how these people live with themselves when they read one thing by our government or a president on TV, and they know darn well, certainly while they're still in the military, certainly while they're still in the CIA, but once they're out, are they so afraid of their retirement being taken away from them, which it can't be for exercising their First Amendment rights, that they walk around and just simply put it to the back of their minds while people like Bird and Exe and all the rest of the families are still trying to find enough people to care about their loved ones, because there were a couple of dozen children on that flight. You know, it's been 24 years. I think Congressman McDonald was 47 years old at the time. So, I mean, he should be, you know, retirement age. And instead, I believe that he's probably alive. But what about all of these little children? They've had their lives taken, robbed from them. And for what? For toxic, stinking political games by people who have absolutely no concern for anything but lust of money and power.
Well, of course, there are many, many people in the military who have had their lives threatened. After all, you know, today we have In the United States, 7 million Americans either in prison, probation, or parole, and many of those are people who work for the CIA, who work for the DEA, who work for the FBI, who tried to bring out the truth and were sent off to prison. And, of course, have been told if they ever tell the truth, why, they will spend the rest of their life in prison. And I know that happened to a gentleman that I know, and he got out, he went back and tried to tell the truth, and he was arrested again and told, if you ever, ever again try to talk to the public and tell them the truth, why, you will never get out of prison. And to this day, of course, he will not tell anybody. He was one of the most prominent conservative leaders in the United States. And now he lives in hiding. And then, of course, Jimmy Walters, who a multimillionaire who spent millions of his own dollars trying to get the truth about what really happened on 911. They threatened him. They threatened his family. They put a big boulder on his car. They searched his car. And they told him he better get out of the country. And he's off hiding in Europe someplace at the present time. People say this couldn't be happening in America. I'd like to ask, why not?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. It was a dark and stormy night as the headlights scattered across the two-lane road. Sounds like a horror story, but it doesn't have to be. When I come back, I'll have some bright ideas for a happy ending. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. You're seated comfortably and waiting for the show to start. Will it be a tale from the crypt or a love story? I'm not talking about a movie. I'm referring to your nighttime driving experience. Because 90% of driver reaction depends on vision, the projection of your headlights can make the ending a happy or tragic one. To check headlight alignment, wait until dark and shine them from 25 feet onto a closed white garage door or a similar surface. You can easily compare brightness and aim and correct if either is off. Now, go enjoy the Twilight Zone. Popcorn! I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is D.V. Kidd, and Chris Witt asked him to come on and talk to us about the downing of Flight 007 and, of course, the supposed death of Larry McDonald, but neither D.V. nor I think that Larry is dead. We think he was taken away to the Soviet Gulag. We think our government knows exactly where he is. He was actually tracked by a group of Russian immigrants, emigres, that were keeping track on the Soviet prison camps for many years. And they kept track of where many of the other people were. So the CIA knows where they are. But, of course, they cannot let the American people realize that they would betray an American congressman who really, of course, was a thorn in the side of many people, because he kept pointing out that the United States had funded the Soviet Union from its inception and was continuing funding it right up until 1983. Well, anyway, if you'd like to read D.V.'s excellent column on the downing of Korean Flight 007, you'll find it at News with Views. And when was that? That was last week sometime, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Newswithviews.com. Or you can go just to my website, dv.com, and you'll see my archives. And I've finally gotten around to breaking them down into categories, and my webmaster's been, posting them by category, so it's easier to spot them then. Because I've written almost 300 columns for News with Views, so sometimes it gets tedious looking for one or another. But, we're not going to find out the truth until you get rid of these people in Congress and get a real statesman in the White House. And, I'm absolutely convinced that we are going to have a major adjustment in this country. And, hopefully people will come to their senses and realize that the machines are electing the same, people time after time after time that will continue to carry out this agenda.
You're speaking of the electronic voting machines, which are rigged. They've been rigged. They stole, of course, the 2004 election. And all we have to do is go back to the 2000 election. Remember how they kept talking about hanging chads? Why did they keep talking about it? To justify the electronic voting machines that they can program to give any results they want to. And you actually ran into that when you ran for Congress last time, didn't you?
Yes, and the first time I ran in the 93-94 cycle, my campaign gave out 25,000 copies or flyers on Jim Collier's book, Vote Scam, The Stealing of America. And I feel very vindicated at this point in time that it's become such a hot issue. But you know who took up the fight against the machines. And it did start in the 2000 election. I believe that it was a critical tactical error on the part of the shadow government, but it was Democrats. It wasn't conservatives. I beat my head against the wall with conservatives for a decade. But I'm sure, that the masters of the game were laughing their heads off, because what state had, in 2000, had the problem? Florida's electoral college votes are, not the same, but within the same range as Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois. Big numbers. So why didn't this happen up there? How come it conveniently happens in the state where the candidate's brother happens to be the governor, and all of the cronies that make things happen are all friends of the brother and the governor? I mean, what a hoax on the American people. I mean, one good thing happened, and BNS disbanded, which was good voter news service, because they're the ones, in my primary in March of 96, on election night in California, the polls closed at 8 o'clock. At 8:01, Peter Jennings notified our media in the 2nd Congressional District in Northern California, way up near the border in Chico, that area, the results of all 52 House seats in our state with no votes counted, precincts, quote, reporting. The next morning, they were exactly the same.
And convenient. They must be pretty smart.
Now that they're pretty smart, but, you know, like I said, it's now become a major, major issue, and people are catching on. But this is all good. This is all going to boil down to jobs in the end, because I can remember in the 2000 pretend election, up in Ohio, the reporter shoved a microphone in the face of a middle-aged white guy, and this man was very angry, and he yelled into the microphone, and he said, "This election isn't about Vietnam or abortion; it's about jobs."
And, well, I think
he was very angry.
I think we only have to remember during the last election in Ohio, there was one precinct that had 800 registered voters and 4,000 votes for George Bush. And when asked how could that have happened, the explanation was, well, the electronic voting machine had a hiccup.
Yeah.
And nobody ever bothered to question. Most people don't know that actually two Republicans in the county that really swung the election have been sent to prison for voter fraud. But when you control the media, why, you can keep those facts away from the American people. And, of course, Deborah Bowen, the Democratic Secretary of State in California, said these voting machines can all be rigged, and she says we shouldn't be using them, and now she's getting attacked by the controlled media.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Davey Kidd. And Davey, I want you to tell our listeners again where they can get to your website and where your other articles are.
My website is just my name, Davey.com, Delta Edward Victor Yankee.com. And I write twice a week for newswithviews.com.
And they were always very insightful articles. I always enjoy them, and certainly, but I wanted to get TV on to at least give her views on the downing of Flight 007, and then her most recent article is on the economic meltdown. And, of course, she pointed out this morning why the European Central Bank, I think, infused $138 billion, certainly on Thursday and Friday, at the American Central Bank, infused over $64, $68 billion on Thursday and Friday, and then they infused more money in the world banking system. Today, this morning, the European Bank, the Japanese banks, the American banks, because the whole house of cards was teetering, and what they've done by bringing in almost $250 billion of new currency has laid the foundation for runaway inflation that will destroy the value of everything that everybody listening to this program has that's incremented in dollar units. So pick up the story there. Davey, what's going to happen next? Is this going to solve the problem for a little while?
It's really an attempt at a rescue operation. These globalists have bought off more than they can chew, and it's all falling apart. One of the reasons is because there's so much resistance throughout the world, but second of all, they're all lunatics, in my opinion. These people are crazy with what they're trying to do. But the people in the various countries themselves, and I mean Canada, the people of Canada, bless their hearts, they say, we, you know, respect and appreciate our neighbors to the south, the United States, but we don't want to be part of you or Mexico. We demand that we retain our sovereignty. So, the masters are running into a brick wall, but it, more than that, you know, they've allowed and tried to create these huge unions and these trade areas because everything to them is money. You know, that's, they live their lives for money. I don't know if you've heard of MEFTA, M-E-F-T-A. That's the trade zone that Clinton or Bush has been working on in the Middle East with Israel. That is the final one that they're trying to lock up. So, you know, they've made a huge mistake. The American people are rebelling now because it's touching at, you know, down to the common man who can no longer rub two nickels together. And as far as, you know, your comment about the dominant media, like I said, you know, 33 million Americans watch ABC, CBS, and NBC every night for their, quote, you know, news. If people would just stop watching them, stop patronizing, you know, these big multinational corporations that are not American corporations any longer, we can use our purchasing power to stop these people dead in their tracks. And I know that it hurts the economy. I know that there's a lot, and I've gotten an email from business owners who say, DV, I got inventory sitting here from China, and I, you know, come to realize, blah, 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 but, you know, I got a family to feed. And I think to myself, I've heard this story before, and it breaks my heart. But we're talking about the survival, the long-term survival of this country. Yeah, I had about an hour and 15-minute conversation on Saturday with Edwin Vieira. Bless his heart, I wanted to ask him a couple of questions before I did my column. And we both agreed about, you know, that this, what's happened with the stock market, is just a temporary fix, and that they're going to try to keep this going through this year, and of course next year try to do everything they can to stave off a complete collapse of the dollar and hyperinflation, because it's traditionally during a, quote, presidential election year, the you know, power behind the scenes, they don't want anything to rock the boat too badly. But Edwin's very words were, once the inauguration is over in 2009, all bets are off. And he said, you're going to see them try to shove this Amerodollar, this two-tiered system down our throat because they can't save the one that they've got. He said, but make no mistake, they won't lose a penny. He said, but the American worker, the middle class, will finally have the ashes of poverty in their mouth.
Well, I think he's absolutely right. I think that their real goal of these traitors is a global government. They want a one-world government. But, of course, you can't have a one-world government when you have sovereign nations with sovereign currencies. So they're going to have to destroy the economic system. I think that they know exactly what they're doing and how soon they'll do it. I don't know. But if you're going to have a global government, you got to have a global currency. And whether we'll do it by going through the Amero and then into the global currency or just into the Amero or global currency, I don't know. But I do know that this is the reason that the people exist. And they have no loyalty to America. They have loyalty to this dream, and it's coming so rapidly today.
But their dream of this global world government, for them, is dependent. You know, they want to erase the borders for, quote, free trade. So it all depends on the almighty purchasing power of the American people. For example, let's just hypothetically say that everybody goes to Athletic Apparel to buy their T-shirts like I do. This is a family-owned business up in Pennsylvania. They make the most beautiful T-shirts of doggies and everything else you want. This is material, this is textiles done in the United States by American workers for Americans. You pay a few dollars more, but I guarantee you these are good, sturdy T-shirts because I'm wearing one right now. It's a Irish Wolfhound. So let's say that, you know, 5 million people quit buying made in communist China cheap T-shirts and start buying from that company. That company will expand. It will continue to hire more workers. So what happens to all of their goods? Well, they ship them back to them or they don't continue shipping as much. Everything is dependent on the trade issue. So if we can just get Americans to go that extra few minutes, when my husband needed new slippers this winter, you know, he had them for 10 years. I paid $70 for sheepskin in Colorado. Well, when we got here, he needed new slippers. So I got on the Internet, and I found a store up in Colorado Springs, and they shipped them here. And so, yeah, I paid $65 for a pair of slippers instead of $19.95 made by slave labor in communist China. But I know that John's new slippers will last for 10 years. So, I mean, where there's a will, there's a way. We're trying to save our country.
And because some of the times these products that look so good, they'll just don't last very long.
Not only do they not last, but as you know, I just referenced it, you know, just a sentence in my column today. It is a fact that the communist Chinese, they call them businessmen, because I've seen the video. They skin more than 1 million dogs and cats alive. I've seen it. I had nightmares about it. I was crying watching the video, and it takes a lot to make me cry. These poor little dogs, while they pull the chain and begin skinning them alive, that fur is being illegally woven into sweaters and parkas and doll clothes and sold here in the United States. So when people buy that sweater for Christmas for, you know, $15 at Mervyn's or whatever, very likely that fur, part of it, is from a dog that was skinned alive.
Well, we're dealing with people who have an entirely different worldview. But it is being encouraged, of course, by our invisible government that has financed this whole economic miracle in China. And none of this could have happened without massive loans from the World Bank, which we incidentally control, the International Monetary Fund, which incidentally we control, the Asian Development Bank, which incidentally we control, and the Export-Import Bank, which the U.S. Controls, and certainly American corporations and Goldman Sachs and American banking interests. It is primarily American money and American corporations and General Motors and General Electric. And so, and Intel and all these companies have gone over there, guaranteed by our own government that in case their companies or their factories are ever nationalized, that they will be compensated by our government. And why are we guaranteeing loans to Westinghouse so they can build nuclear plants over in China to the tune of $5 billion when we can't put a nuclear plant in America? I mean, when are the American people going to wake up to the fact we have created and we are creating the best money, probably the best enemy that our own money can buy?
Well, you know, a lot of people like to ask the question, where are the churches? Well, it used to be, and I've been all through the Eastern Seaboard, and I've been up through, you know, Pennsylvania when I went out to Shanksville. That part of the country is so filled with churches, it's unbelievable. And people, Americans, used to go to churches by, you know, in record numbers. And then the churches, you know, and they used to speak out, you know, to Christians. You know, and ask them questions of conscience and what's good and what's evil. You know, the communist Chinese, they're barbarians. But then they got, you know, the 501c3 tax exempted, you know, and now we have these social houses, and God is being squashed and eradicated from America, because in order to have a one world government and communist domination, you have to have a godless nation. And the American people, in my personal opinion, have traded God and everything that's good for stuff, for things, iPods and expensive those, whatever they came out with a few weeks. People have exchanged things for their soul. And as a nation, we are going to end up on our knees.
Well, I think that Chuck Baldwin has an excellent article.
He's wonderful.
Today, really, about the American churches and about the use of Romans 13 to convince the American Christians that, oh, we should go along with whatever the government says. And you can actually go up and, on the newsreviews.com and certainly pull down Chuck Baldwin's article. It would be the last one that's posted there. And why they're lying to us with Romans 13 and how they're distorting the Bible to justify this idea that we should just go right along with whatever the evil people in government do. Because after all, God put them there. And I don't believe that for one minute.
Well, it's like I said, people, I'm sorry to say this because I do love this country, and I do believe we have, you know, tens of millions of wonderful people, but they've been led astray. You know, they've been tempted by the devil, you know, tempted by all of the bad things. And, you know, when I do live radio, people call in and they say, well, gosh, how can Christians support, you know, Rudy Giuliani or Mitt Romney? And I say, because you have to remember something. There have been almost 48 million abortions. That is a lot of votes. And these women who've had these abortions, maybe, you know, all of them haven't come to realize, you know, what a terrible thing it is. But they're the ones who vote, and they don't want it taken away. And they're convinced, I guess, in their own minds that, you know, the Lord will forgive them in the end. But, you know, people, Americans have just simply traded in, you know, the value, the core values, because they want stuff. They want things, and we're going to suffer terribly for it. I've been trying to be, you know, upbeat for the last 18 years, and you've been doing it probably three times as long as me, not to date either one of us, Dan, but they're coming to the end of their rope, and they know it, and that is why the push for this police state, as Edwin has been pushing for the last 2 years, to reconstitute the state militias, because it will mean the difference between our survival and absolute chaos. But they're coming to the end of the rope, and that's why the erection of the police state, not against terrorists, but because once they drop the final dime and enough American people find out, or there is some bombshell exposure about the complicity of 9/11, they won't be able to stop the American people from burning Washington to the ground.
Well, I think that if anybody really thinks that, that there's a danger of terrorism, then I would ask them, why has President Bush done everything he could to keep the southern border open? You would think he'd want to close it to protect us against the wicked terrorists. And if there's really a danger of terrorism, why can't Osama bin Laden fight at least one terrorist to sneak across our border with explosives and blow something up? Maybe just one little a drugstore, or maybe some sort of a mall or something. Why can't Osama get at least one more person to come over here? And I would like to suggest that maybe we're not being told the truth.
And I think that argument that you just made is probably one of the most effective tools that has really opened the eyes of a lot of Americans who, you know, before that were turning a blind eye to Bush, is the fact that the terrorism issue and his refusal to close the border and to give a free pass to the, you know, regarding this illegal invasion, coupled with the amount of, you know, publicly exposed murders and killings now by all these illegals, drunks on the road or just outright murdering people. But I think that, you know, this one argument about, well, gee whiz, if we're over there, you know, spending $12 billion borrowed dollars every month in Iraq and we're, you know, hunting the boogeyman over there, why haven't you closed the borders? I think that's made the biggest impression on people who simply didn't want to, you know, believe anything bad about old Bush.
Well, Well, let's hope that these people will begin questioning what's going on, and hopefully they'll be led to begin thinking. Well, let me just point out again that our guest has been Phoebe Kidd, and if you don't read her articles on newsreviews.com, why, shame on you. You need to go there, and I certainly we get them on a regular basis at newsreviews.com. One of the things we pick up on a daily basis, and Phoebe writes articles twice a week. They're all well-researched, well-documented, and we recommend them to you, especially the articles you wrote today on what's happening financially, and, of course, the articles you wrote last week on the downing of downing of Korean Flight 007. Well, you have about 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
I just want to say that, you know, if anybody who gets on an international flight anymore, and I said this in my column on KAL007, you need to understand that if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, your government will flush you down the toilet for political expediency and for their agenda. And I just don't want to see it happen again, but it could happen any time. TWA Flight 800 is a good example of getting yourself blown out of the sky. But in the case of KAL, there's just no question in my mind that the passengers were alive, lived, and were taken by the Russians, and Ronald Reagan and his crew simply turned their backs on 269 human beings and condemned them to be slaves for the rest of their lives, for as long as they live. And to me, it is sickening, absolutely sickening, the way conservatives put this guy up on a pedestal as if he was some sort of god, when in fact he covered up and lied about something so important.
Well, I think there were many, many things that happened during that time, but because most people don't understand that, Ronald was deeply involved with astrology. There's a wonderful book out there. It's called What Did Joan Say?, written by Joan Quigley, who was the astrologer that, of course, Nancy Reagan went to. And whenever she'd come back to the White House after consulting the astrologer, Ronald would ask, well, what did Joan have to say today? Joan Quigley literally ran the function of the White House during this period of time. If that's true, why doesn't everybody know it? Go up on the Internet and on Amazon.com and get yourself a copy of What Did Joan Say? You'll be surprised at what you find out. Hang on there, TV, for just a moment or two. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24-7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam. a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
It's you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Devi. Now, I certainly we covered a lot of various things, but they're all important. And the question is, how important is freedom? I mean, do you really feel that it's worthwhile standing up and working and fighting for? Because if you're not willing to stand up and fight for your freedom, you're going to lose your freedom, and you deserve to. Only courageous people deserve to be free. And let me explain to you that we have a unique form of government that is still a law of this land. And we have about 400 traitors serving as congressmen in both political parties in Washington, D.C., who have sworn to uphold the Constitution and are doing everything they can to destroy it. Most of what happens in Washington, D.C. has nothing to do with the Constitution, as in violation of the Constitution, which limits what the federal government can do. There's no justification for the Internal Revenue Service. There's no justification for the Federal Reserve Board. There's no justification for our being in a war in Afghanistan or in Iraq, because certainly only Congress can declare war. And, of course, we fought no-win wars in Korea that were not declared, and a no-win war in Vietnam that was not declared. And we're fighting no-win wars in Afghanistan. And Iraq today is a prelude to going to war with Iraq. And with Iran, and they're already talking about renewing the draft. Are you prepared to send your son and daughter, or grandson or granddaughter, to go over to fight and die in the Middle East in a senseless war with the Muslim world? Why do you think they've created a new world? Islamofascist. This new word, Islamofascist, has been created. So you will associate the Muslim world with fascism, and after all, we have to fight fascism, don't we? Understand that our minds are molded, our ideas are suggested largely by people we have never heard of. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Western civilization. If you want to know more, go to my website at RadioLiberty.com. We hope you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the video to see our latest DVD, which is entitled Forbidden Secret. If you want to see the talk I gave in Colorado recently, it's called War, the History of War, or Iraq, the Untold Story. It's the same basic DVD, but filmed slightly differently. We have so much material going into the spiritual nature of this battle. We have, of course, the 4-tape set on the supernatural and Johanna Michelson's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. We carry, of course, Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil. And, of course, we have a 4-tape set with Malachi Martin, which you can get at a reduced price if you get the book. And the 4-tape set is called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, a Jesuit priest who was a personal confidant to Pope John Paul XXIII. And he has some amazing, amazing stories to tell. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you have not yet, of course, get yourself your emergency food catalog and begin making preparations for the very real problems that are coming to our country as our infrastructure begins to break down and there are mobs out on the streets and demonstrations and our cities are burning. You better start doing it now. Do you have water on hand? Do you have your water purifiers? Do you have your barrels to put the water in? Do you have the very things that you need for your bare essentials if the structure of society breaks down? And remember, they had a very well-developed society in Iraq before we invaded, and now they have electricity twice maybe for 2 hours a day. What do you think would happen, of course, in New York City? If we were to do away with the police force, to do away with the military, to shut off the electricity and the sewage and the water, what do you think would happen in New York City? You'd have chaos, which is exactly what we have intentionally brought to Iraq today. And who's responsible? Why, the men and women who've done nothing. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network. I'm Greg Moore. After a disappointing and frustrating search for six trapped miners in Utah, rescuers plan to drill a third hole. The new nearly 9-inch hole will be drilled to an area to which the miners might have fled after finding escape routes blocked. A camera in a separate hole found pieces of equipment but no sign of the miners. A Democratic congressional delegate...